As the Spring Festival holiday approaches, many companies here in China are holding their year-end party, and yes, they like to reward the star employees. A song performed at the year-end party of English language training giant New Oriental has gone viral recently, as it may have revealed a series of common problems in big organizations. And here's the one that gained most traction. Our hard-working employees outshined by PowerPoint presenters in your company. And that's just... Yeah, this is the one that I can't wait to discuss with you guys. But first of all, what's going on with this social media brouhaha?
Because this song was performed by six teachers working in New Oriental, or Xindongfang in Chinese, in front of 12,000 colleagues at the company's year-end party on January 24th. I've already checked out the video. It's super inspiring. And if you
inspiring.
Have, yes, if you haven't like watched this, I highly recommend you to check it out. It's super funny and very interesting. The name of the song was Releasing Ourselves, or in Chinese, 释放自己. And the lyrics were written by the teachers themselves with the melody of another song, which is named Desert Camels, 沙漠骆驼. And the lyrics mocked many problems existing in big companies like New Oriental, including customer dissatisfaction, low management efficiency, and corruption in the management. Yu Minhong, the founder of New Oriental, laughed out loud and applauded while listening to the song, and he also posted this video on his Weibo account. And he also said that he would reward those who wrote and performed the song, and actually he did. According to China National Radio's report, he rewarded 120,000 yuan to the teachers who participate in the creation and performance of the song. This is equivalent to some $18,000. It's a big reward at the year-end gala. And there would be an evaluation of all the performance at a party, and many employees of the company thought this song would definitely be the best program of the year-end party. So the song soon went viral on Weibo, as well as China's popular video sharing platforms like Douyin or TikTok in English, and Bilibili.com. So the lyrics struck a chord of many netizens joking, saying these teachers would probably be fired after performing the song, but it seems like this company is very open to criticism.
What do you think, Carl?
Well, that was actually one of my first thoughts, that, you know, their song is called Releasing Ourselves. They're releasing themselves from their employment by criticizing all of the managers at one big event. I think it's certainly an interesting way to raise issues in what sounds like a company that does have some problems it needs to confront. Looking at their last financial reports from towards the end of last year, they had a loss of about $26 million, which is a huge amount. And it's their worst performance since they listed in 2006. So it sounds like this was not something that came out of nowhere, that there are serious problems that the company needs to look at. And you've got to wonder how frustrated staff are that they would go to the effort of writing a song and performing it. They must think their voices are not being heard elsewhere.
It's interesting, and also I think the right thing to do as a journalist to look at their portfolio. And New Oriental Group has been listed on the New York Stock Exchange, and actually for more than a decade now. And despite the losses, it seems like at least this company is still holding their year-end gala in Worker Stadium. That's a stadium where rock stars usually perform full house concerts.
Yeah.
And this is, still, I was quite surprised to see that this company is actually maybe bigger than I originally imagined. And for the big boss to smile and grin and get up and clap hands, that kind of thing, one could possibly wonder that maybe it was okay and got the green light from the big boss initially, and maybe there are some big changes that the top management want to push forward as some sort. But these are, I guess, speculations from people outside of the company, as this is a company that we don't know exactly what details are going on and inner workings of it. But what really got everybody excited. And I suppose the reason why so many people kind of retweeted this video, or at least the line in it, as it goes, the hardworking employees are outshined by PowerPoint presenters in the company. So how do you interpret this line that's become sort of like a buzzword for people?
This is an interesting one because I'm loath to defend PowerPoint. I hate PowerPoint presentations for the most part. I think a lot of them aren't necessary. But they do have a role to play in sharing information. I wonder if the issue is the fact that there's PowerPoints or the fact that the managers at the middle management level aren't actually taking feedback on board. They're not connected to their business in a serious way. They don't really understand what's going on at, you know, the shop floor or in the classroom in this case. And so they're hiding that ignorance behind complicated and over-the-top PowerPoints that make it look like they're doing something when in reality they're actually not.
And also I think in this case it's because usually the teachers in New Oriental, they're working extremely hard. Sometimes they need to even work overtime, but they are still referred to the grassroots employees. So they do everything, but they can't be evaluated by their performance correctly. And sometimes those middle level or high level management level, and they will gather information from those grassroots employees who are actually working, and to gather all the resources, all the information, and use their excellent PPT skills to present this to the boss. And usually this middle level or high level management, they will get rewards or appreciation from their boss, but people don't know who actually doing the grassroots work. And also, I think maybe PPT is also a symbol in this song, which triggers many people's emotions. Because maybe in some companies, they don't use PPT, but they use other kind of ways to evaluate your work. For example, some people, they don't work hard any time, but in the new year like evaluation system, they use all the flowery gloss and also some really colorful sentences to beautify their performance, and they will win the appreciation from the boss, but actually they did nothing during the year. So people don't feel happy about this kind of treatment. Like it should be based on my work experience or my performance, but not by how perfect my evaluation form or my PPT is.
Although this is one of those moments where I overwhelmingly agree with what you said, although I still think an important part of being a manager or being a leader is to be able to present. So that's why, although, like I said, I'm loath to defend PowerPoint, it does have a role to play in communicating information. I think the problem for this company, though, is an issue of communication. So it's not about PowerPoints. It's about the fact that the staff aren't really feeling heard, the grassroots staff, and they're not feeling like their contribution is really valued, or in this case, the contribution is being taken by the managers and used for their own purposes, which again is a pretty common part of company life. You know, lower staff can come up with ideas that gets fed up the chain, and you know, the CEO is not going to know the name of the person in the classroom who might have come up with a good idea necessarily. But I think, yeah, the issue here is that the staff aren't feeling appreciated.
That's a very good point. And also, I do agree with Huang Shen that a lot of office workers out there feel more or less in the same shoes as the unheard grassroots level teachers of this teaching company. And there's, I suppose, a difference in the, of course, job title and job responsibility. Mm-hmm. Take this company as an example. The teachers are doing the heavy lifting, so to speak, that they're going to the classrooms and giving the classes, and it's a lot of almost like physical work. And you report to your boss, which is usually a guy that sits, or a woman that sits in an office, and you report that person comes up with a fancy PPT or a PowerPoint, and then that person sort of sells the work performance to the bigger boss. And then I suppose the people that are doing the physical work, the nitty-gritty everyday grind, kind of feels like, so, and I'm not necessarily getting a pay raise, and nobody's talking to me, and I'm doing all this work every day, but is anybody seeing this? And it's not really necessarily reflected on me. And then I suppose if you're in that position, and then you look at the person who's enjoying the AC or heating in the nice office and just needs to present, well, yeah, I understand, Carl, presentation itself is actually a skill, and some people do far better than others. But as the hardworking, down-to-earth worker sees it, that's just moving some lips. That's just paying lip service and saying some words, and you get a lot of credit, and that becomes that uncomfortable feeling. And maybe in the end, somebody will make a music video or a fancy PPT and sing it out and at the year-end gala, and got the attention of so many people that that are on Chinese social media.
And I suppose, again, this is where I think the issue here is about communication, because, look, being a manager, having been a manager before, can be extremely hard work. And I think in a lot of companies, there is an assumption that anyone can be a boss, anyone can be a manager. Often, if someone's promoted out of a team, they're not trained in management. They're trained in a particular technical skill. So, for example, here at the radio station, you might be a great presenter, and you then get promoted into the role of manager. But being a presenter hasn't trained you necessarily on how to be a manager. It's a whole different set of skills that a lot of companies neglect when it comes to training. So I think there's the issue of these managers are maybe not making their employees feel appreciated and feel listened to, because the reality is that every company needs management. Mm-hmm. You can't have a company of people on the grassroots. That really doesn't work beyond a certain size, and that size is usually only about 6 or 7 employees. Once you get a workplace that's bigger than that, you need management. You also need management that makes the people who aren't managers feel like they're valuable.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, and also I think the reason why this song can win people's applause is because it actually reveals some problems in the management. And this might be the problems that other employees, they dare not to speak it out. And for example, if we check out lyrics, the song says, oh, when there's a simple question needs to be answered, the CEO has to ask the president has to ask the headmaster has to ask the general manager has to ask the manager then need to ask director then ask a full-time employee, and a full-time employee may have to ask the question to a part-time employee. So we can see the low efficiency in this management in the company. That's the reason why people are so happy someone finally who can stand up and voice for their request.
Well, this sounds like a very complicated and long pecking order. And for one message to be communicated through such a long chain of demand, is this common, or is this something that big companies just can't avoid?
I definitely think it's something that companies can avoid. And doesn't mean it's not common, but those two things aren't mutually exclusive. I think a really strong sign that this company has a problem is the fact that it takes such a long chain of command to get an answer to something. And I would wonder, even at the senior management level, why aren't they turning around to their junior managers and saying, you get paid to sort these questions out, sort it out. Like, if a company's having basic operational questions funneled all the way up to senior management all the time, then you've got to ask, why are they paying managers? Because the managers aren't managing. They're just passing emails or messages on. So I think, again, this is it speaks to a fundamental issue in the company of, what are managers there for? What's their job? What's the expectation on them? Because you know, again, when I was working in the corporate sector, the CEO would not want to know how many lunches we need to order in a particular day or how much paper we needed for the photocopier. There are like many levels of management down where people should be responsible for having a budget, having a purchasing plan, and just going off and doing it. So if really basic stuff's getting all the way to the top, then I think that's an issue of delegation.
Well, then this could also mean that the CEOs, they just want to see the fancy PPT, right? Because the CEO doesn't have time for the simple questions that's really, you know, lower level. That person's only concerned about how, I suppose, the macro side of things. And usually the fancy PowerPoint is supposed to sum everything up and, you know, being presented in graphs and charts and communicated to the top boss. And isn't that why the PowerPoint is apparently so important, a skill that one must have in order to progress the different management levels when it comes to big companies, Chinese or elsewhere? I mean, isn't that sort of the crux of the problem?
I mean, that's the point of having management and having those sort of reporting systems where you get people to summarize information and pass on the key messages to senior management. I think, again, the issue here is that maybe that's not happening. And although I have thrown a bit of blame on middle-level management, you've also got to wonder how much of this is coming from the top. So one of the issues with companies as they grow, particularly if they started really, really small, you have a CEO and a couple of senior managers who've been there for a really long time. The company is like their own baby. They're really invested in it. And they struggle to let day-to-day decision-making go because they're so emotionally tied up to the company and the brand and its ideals that they really don't want to let go of the little stuff. And they never really do. And the managers take that behavior on and pass all of those little issues of decision-making up the chain as well.
I think the middle-level management, and they are more like a bridge trying to communicate their boss with the grassroots employees. I think this problem is that the employees, they have lots of problems, they have lots of requests, but the middle-level managers, they didn't report such things to their bigger boss. And also for them, they do nothing. Maybe they do something, but maybe in most time they do nothing. Because, you know, the grassroots workers, they work every day, but their work performance is not something tangible. You can't really define it or evaluate it. You need a form, a tangible form, to report this to the boss. And the middle-level managers, they're trying to use a very fancy PPT to report this to the boss. And then boss give all the credits to the middle-level managers, maybe give them promotions, extra holidays, or more salaries. But the grassroots employees, they got nothing. Then this time, they will have unsatisfied or unhappy about the middle-level managers.
I think there's a really easy way of looking at how management's performing in this case. About $26 million of not performing well. Like, they've lost a huge amount of money in a short amount of time. And that's why I think what happens next at this company will be really interesting. Mm-hmm. It's nice for the CEO to come out and say, oh, I love this song, I'm going to share it on Weibo. If he fired all the employees, that would be a PR disaster. So even if he hates the situation, his best bet at the bare minimum is to shut up and pretend that it was a great song and he was really happy with it. Mm-hmm. The next thing's going to be, is he going to actually act on it? Mm-hmm. Given the challenges the company's got, he's had this call out from his employees. Is he going to take it seriously? Or is this going to be a couple of months of good PR because they can look like they're really doing something and they're being really responsive and then nothing changes? And I think that's going to be the real risk for them because the employees have gone to them and said, look, and this is a huge issue. We're going to take a big risk and raise these problems in a public forum. If nothing happens, that's going to make the employees feel much, much, much worse because it's going to confirm all of their worst fears about no level of management caring about them.
Very interesting. And possibly, I mean, the logical thing to do now seems to be to cut some of the abundance of reporting of the different levels. But we don't know what this company is going to do, and it'd be very interesting to see what happens next. And there's another thing, actually, that came up in the song, and also in a way I think echoes the outcry of too much fancy PowerPoint presentation, is there seems to be a lot of, well, this is kind of common, I suppose, in the corporate world, bootlicking, brown-nosing, saying all the things that your boss wants to hear when actually the real work is not necessarily done, or whatever it is, it's been masked, and it is really making your boss feel good about the performance. And do you think that sometimes maybe in the workplace, it is actually, to put it smoothly, if you have the ability to better present, is more important than actually doing the work?
I disagree. For the most part, I disagree with that very strongly. I think you need to have a mixture of both, because you can be smooth and charming and lovable, but if after the first quarter the boss asks you, how's your school going? And it's like, all the parents hate us and they've all left and enrollment's down 50%. Then being cute and charming isn't going to cover up the fact that the company's just lost a whole lot of money. Certainly being able to present is really important, and people say, oh, it's brown nosing, it's sucking up. So yeah, and that's the reality of human civilization. That is how people have always gotten ahead, whether it's in the corporate world, or if you look at like the Yangtze Palace, like you look at how people got ahead in imperial times. You know,
well, that was competing for the favor of one man.
And a company has a CEO, unfortunately, overwhelmingly are men, and you're competing for their attentions and affections. And it's you'll get further if you're a nicer person. It's a lot if you're very technically competent, but you're a bit of a jerk, it's going to be a lot harder. If you can be technically competent and likable and you can get along with your management, then you'll do better.
Well, Huangshen, what do you think is more important? Or, you know, give us some tips on soaring up the corporate ladder.
I think it depends on how much you want to sacrifice or compromise to the reality. Because, you know, everyone wants to hear some good words instead of criticism. And especially in today's social media age, when your boss posts something, would you like to click like for him or her? And then left some really positive comments. But, you know, I think you need to be strong yourself. Just in this video at the last, and the employees say, oh, you know, no matter how harsh environment is, if you are gold, you will shine anywhere, anytime, and you still need to work hard, but maybe try some strategies to advertise for yourself.
I think one of the things, though, that the managers at this company need to do is be visible. They need to be in the schools, in the classroom, around their low-level staff, and make themselves appear like they're actually paying attention, and ideally actually pay attention as a bare minimum.
Well, that's certainly a challenge, which I think should be overcome by all bosses in all big organizations, because, you know, your presence is actually quite important in making people feel appreciated. You're listening to Roundtable.